This is Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe.
The more dead puppies there are in the world, the more that's going to dilute the cuteness of the puppies that we have right now. Less puppies means more cute, okay? They said it in Incredibles.
On Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Last hour of the week, no other way to wrap up a week of Almost Entirely Sports than with Mick Schaefer of 41 Action News on Twitter at Mick Schaefer. Hey, Mick, how you doing?
What's up, fellas? Good to be here. I was about to say good to have you, but you're having me.
We're all having each other.
It's good to have you guys while you're having me.
It's good to be had.
Yeah.
No. I'm happy to hear
you. I'll be had anytime.
We all just want to be had in life.
Yeah, we do.
That's it. Really.
Everybody just wants to be had.
Yeah.
And you got to, like, sometimes you don't want to be had. Sometimes no. You want to have a little, you want to be the only one having yourself.
Oh, boy.
But for the most part, we all just want to be had. Have you felt sufficiently had over the last several years?
If I'm
going to
be having something, I want somebody else there with me.
Okay. Just anybody?
No, not just anybody.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no. I mean, definitely.
And the definitely more fun somebody,
with
though.
Two.
The
more.
Hot tubs of Shawnee.
Oh,
you don't want to be there alone and just mix stew.
That's right.
COVID
is killed by hot tubs, right?
So okay, I heard what you said, and then I processed it wrong, and then I heard it again and processed it correctly, and I think the answer is still yes. What I heard the first time was COVID killed hot tubs, and I was like, yeah,
kind of did,
probably.
Yeah.
But does hot tub kill COVID? Chlorine kills everything, right? Like that's the whole point.
Yeah.
You can drop a dookie in a hot tub and it just disappears like
goes
magic.
Away.
Drink enough of that hot tub water and no COVID.
Yeah. Well,
COVID's gone.
That might, huh? Have you tried drinking the hot tub water?
No.
Okay.
No. I did. You guys might not. I think we're affected by this, and I think you guys wouldn't be yet. Missouri announced up to a different tier of vaccinations, and one of them is communicative services. And so they announced this yesterday, and we're at 41 Action News. We're like, does that include us? And
yeah.
At least one person has come back and said, yes, it does. And maybe by March 15th, we'll start getting some vaccinations.
In time for St. Patrick's Day. Let's go.
That's right.
Let's rage for St. Patty's Day. I want to drink a green beer out of someone else's
cup. You get the first one that day, right?
You got to wait like a week, I think, for the second one.
All right, fine. Yeah. So. We can move St. Patrick's. Are you a St. Patrick's Day guy?
Oh, yeah. Any drinking holiday.
Yeah,
can you be ready by Cinco de Mayo.
You can at least walk around and be like, hey, I'm a half vaccinated
I'm
man right now.
I'm halfsies.
Ooh,
right now.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a half vaccinated man.
I can have my mask on halfway. I can finally pull it down below
the
nose. The
nose
and like, it's fine. I've got one of my shots.
It's okay.
If you can find someone who got the
first shot covers the mouth, the second shot covers the nose.
And if you can find someone who got the second shot, then you guys can hang out.
Hang out together.
Because you guys both can only get half COVID. And it's the different halves.
Right.
Here's the one problem.
This is not
though.
Really. Hold on, Rudy. 1 second. This is not medical advice. Go ahead.
You just
Rudy.
Said somebody got the second shot first. Is that how?
Yeah, that's
okay.
What I said. Yep.
People.
I got my first shot, but it was the second shot. I chose to get my second shot first.
I'm just quirky.
Get my first shot second.
I'm just different.
So like, my mom is vaccinated because she works in healthcare.
Selfish.
But like, whenever she goes out to places, she still wears the mask because you know why? You don't want to be the person while 90% of the people are still wearing masks who is constonly being asked, why aren't you wearing a mask?
Absolutely.
Like, eventually you just get tired of being like, because I'm vaccinated.
Technically,
so you just keep wearing the mask.
Is she allowed to, can she disregard all mask mandates then?
I mean, I don't know.
That's I cannot stress enough how much all of this is not medical advice.
She always wears the mask because she just doesn't want to deal with the questions.
Yes.
But I would assume.
I'm going to talk out of my ass real quick, which I do have a mask over, so I'm safe.
But
I think that, I think that in large part, you can be vaccinated and still transmit COVID.
Yes, they're worried about that.
I think at least at this point, I think once pretty much everybody's vaccinated, then it's back into the hot tub. But I think that's
right.
Where we're at. I just, again, I mean, like, I barely feel qualified to talk about football.
Regardless, what I would recommend, even if you are vaccinated, trust me, you know, in the first 15 minutes, you're going to get asked by 30 people.
Right,
about
it's, not
it's,
worth
just
it.
Not it's just not worth, worth it. Just wear them. Just keep wearing the mask.
Should there be like some sort of scarlet letter that you get to wear, or like a big wristband?
It's a red C.
Like you hold it up.
Red, yeah. Red B right across the chest.
Yes.
I'm vaccinated.
Listen, I do think that the idea of having to embroider a red V on every piece of clothing is a pretty fun idea.
If it's a black V, that means you're half vaccinated. It means you're on the, that means the nose is okay.
Get a tattoo. You get half the tattoo. The first syringe.
You get the V, just
second shot, you get the rest of the tattoo.
A syringe tattoo would be pretty hard also, so, thinking about it.
The first tattoo is just the outline.
Yeah.
The second tattoo is the fill in it.
Fill
that's
it
the color.
In.
Yeah.
And then that's how you know.
We all pretty much used like Livestrong bracelets to as a communication tool for a very long time culturally already. Yeah. We could do a red wristband.
Yeah.
Maybe put a little microchip. Oh, I said microchip. Uh-oh. Maybe put a little microchip in it that you can like scan like a key fob or whatever to be like, hey, I'm clear to go. Let me into this vaccinated party. It's a pretty weird reality that we're living in, because we did just talk about vaccines for 5 minutes to start this segment.
But it is. I'm with your mom. I'm with your mom in a different way. I'm with your mom in this opinion. It's not worth it. Right? Even if you're in the right, if you're fine, not worth it.
Not worth it to not wear the mask. Yeah. Is worth it to get vaccinated.
Yes.
My personal opinion on the matter. Oh, boy. I think we navigated that okay. You know what I really wanted to talk to you about, Mick? The thing that I told you before we started this
Let's
segment
do it.
That I really wanted to hear from you on is how much am I going to have to pay for your good tweets, and what are those good tweets going to be? It's happening.
It's coming.
Super followers are happening. Twitter premium is happening. We haven't even talked about this on the show, but I knew if there's somebody who is going to try to find a way to earn those $5 a month per person that signs up with something unique, Mick Schaefer will probably not be that person, but I bet he'll know someone
like
who
get
will.
Money?
Absolutely. It's sort of Patreon style, like or like a paid Twitch.
No idea what that is.
You know what Patreon is?
No. How many, like I said before, how many stupid social media sites do we need to talk about ourselves
like
on?
It's like OnlyFans.
Which we know you know
about.
What's OnlyFans?
Okay, Mick. Okay, Mick. Hey,
you guys
Mick,
ever go outside?
Hey, Mick's wife, like, hold on.
None of these are social media. They're for like content creators.
Just tell your wife to turn
off
the radio and we can talk about OnlyFans. It's fine.
What is OnlyFans?
It's like it's a porn site, but for like individual creators.
Technically, it's for content creators. It's just those content creators largely are.
Oh, wow. Is there a non-pornographic branch of
Eric Andre just started an OnlyFans.
That's
comedian,
very funny.
Tyga has an OnlyFans where he has like behind the scenes of his like rap music videos.
Really?
Who else has an OnlyFans now?
Well, I feel silly because my OnlyFans is on my butt.
But
it's just my butt.
99% of them are
just my butt on the internet.
Are more for the 18 plus crowd.
But you can.
But occasionally they're not.
But like a Patreon.
The purpose of it is for not.
God, I feel like I'm talking to a grandpa. You know, GoFundMe. You know how GoFundMe works.
I feel like I'm talking to a.
This is a good point. It's like GoFundMe.
Hermit grandson
just
who
like GoFundMe.
Doesn't. Socialize and
you know about GoFundMe.
I do.
What if GoFundMe was horny? OnlyFans.
Okay.
Pretty much.
Yes.
Pretty
yes.
much.
Now Patreon is like that, but it's for like people maybe who do I don't know maybe
Hold
maybe
on,
they draw
I gotta see.
Maybe they create music they're like whatever the point being like they're people who are creating content but don't necessarily have like work for a company they're self-employed so you pay them money to enjoy their content so like again like if somebody's like an artist or whatever maybe you're listening to music or you pay like $4 a month or $5 a month whatever.
So I'm on GoDaddy right now, and I can purchase hornygofundme.com for $1 a month for the first year. So that might be, can I write that off as a work expense?
Probably.
Do you think? I think I probably can. I could just have that direct to my Twitter account.
Yeah, probably.
But so the Twitter premium, I think the logic of that is going to be. You pay the $5 a month or whatever, and you get some sort of exclusive content, some sort of extra content. My hashtag good tweets. I don't think it's going to make any sense for anyone to just be like, my tweets are now behind a paywall, because
so
that doesn't make
who
sense.
Who decides whose tweets are behind a paywall and whose aren't?
You do for your
100%.
Account.
So like, this is something that you don't have to. You can just be like, I don't care. I want everybody to see my tweets.
Yeah.
You could also be like, I have my tweets, but also maybe like I'm going to do videos like – like where followers can ask me questions, but to get those tweets, you gotta pay me $5 a month.
It goes directly
to
me.
They'll take a cut.
Twitch,
but,
our Twitter will get some of it, but
So I don't want to buy it for five. The least I can buy for it is 1 year. And is it worth $12 for that joke?
You could look at a tweet and be like, this tweet's too funny for regular Twitter.
So you got to pay $5 per account?
It might be an adjustable amount of money, but I think that's the default.
Yeah, there's probably, like, I would imagine you can change it, because some people...
But people do this for Twitch all the time.
Some famous people will, I'm sure, will charge, like, $20 a month.
Here's,
But wait a second. So that
help
means...
Help me help you.
That means if I want to follow five famous people, I got to spend $100 a month?
I mean, you don't have to spend the money.
But I mean...
That math was wrong. Right? What did you say?
No, yeah. If 20 times 5
is 100. I thought you said five famous people.
Yeah, five famous
at
people.
$20 a month.
Let's say, like,
no one's gonna charge $20 a month.
You just said $20
a month. Like, sorry, I was looking to see how much it would cost to get HornyGoFundMe.com.
I was saying that there'll be a range, so some people can offer from probably anywhere to two to anywhere up to 20. And here's the thing: there will be people who 100% will charge $20 a month. 100%.
If you look at like how the and I'm gonna try to explain Twitch to Mick really quick.
People follow like thousands of people at a time.
But there's going to be only that like that section of whatever your exclusive content offering is. Which again, for you, you've got enough Twitter followers. You could say follow me for $2 a month over here in my secret little in Mick's corner. We'll come up with a better name for it. The Schaefer section.
Mick's Club.
The Club Mick. You come over to Club Mick for $2 a month, and I'm going to answer any question you got. You're going to get my tweets that have curse words in them. You're going to get pictures of my butt. OnlyFans thing. You can figure out what I don't think it makes sense for people to take what is currently free and to start charging for it. People don't typically take very well to that. But if you can offer something extra.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the other thing, Mick. It's not all of us in this room have TV money, and that's something that you know we've got to get creative. Which is why if you go to HornyGoFundMe.com. I just thought you might have some creative plans for this, and it really feels like you're not
I hadn't heard of it. So I guess you have to come up with something, maybe. I don't know.
You don't have to do it.
I can't imagine anybody would pay for my tweets.
You'd be surprised.
I mean, I don't even tweet that much anymore.
Well, you're going to have to start tweeting every 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Including overnight.
What I will say,
binge post.
I think you'll always be surprised by how much and what people will spend their money on.
Yeah.
Mostly really stupid stuff. Like right now, we talked about Top Shop last week, right? So new packs dropped today. They were you spent $99 to
get
$100
a pack.
These ones were like the premium ones to get basically three gifts of NBA highlights. And now they're on eBay being sold for like $3,000, and people will buy them.
What do you do with a GIF once you buy it?
You just
sell it. How's it just yours?
You sell it as quickly as possible.
Who's gonna buy it?
People are buying them through Top Shot. There was a LeBron. I don't.
This is a GIF of like him in a game dunking a basketball.
Yeah, just like an actual highlight.
Why don't you just record the game? Jesus, what is wrong with you 20-somethings?
There was a LeBron James one that just sold for $208,000.
Record the game.
Why?
Yeah, it's the most. LeBron has and now the NBA wants to, because the NBA is in partnership with Top Shot. So, like, their actual license out. Then the next step is to get into the archives. So it's Michael Jordan. Like, think of every Michael Jordan big shot. Wow. Those things will sell for maybe millions.
Who do you. So. I like art, which is a waste of money, but you can at least show that off. Who are you showing that off to? Like, hey, come here, a dinner party here. Come look at my computer. Hold on, let me log in here. Wait, is that the password? Can we get the password? Is that it? Okay, your password.
Yep.
Okay, yeah, that one. All right, let's send it. Oh, look at these plays. Oh, yeah, the plays that I've seen a million times on SportsCenter before.
Well, I own this play. Oh, so you have the rights to? Oh, no.
No. So nobody else can see it? No, lots of people can see it if they recorded the game.
It's kind of the same concept as trading cards, but it's a little less because, like, a trading card is obviously not, like, a physical thing on it, right? Like, you can't.
Which I think we can also admit is also kind of dumb.
Yeah.
You could go look at the picture and the stats on the internet now. From just a card.
But at least
it's
a physical thing.
Yeah, it's a thing.
Yeah. There's only so many of them. It's got to be in certain good condition.
And this would actually, I guess, be kind of cool.
That's true. I hadn't even thought about it. You don't have to grade a GIF.
Yeah,
your
that's the thing.
Is
the
just
GIF
a 10
is,
out of
it's 10 already
PSA.
It's perfect.
I don't know. Maybe it's on a Dell.
The
and
one,
like,
wow, that's a great point.
On a Dell.
The one thing that'd be cool, though, they were talking about it, the next step might be is essentially like getting a, you know, the picture frames, right, that rotate through your photo. So yeah. Essentially Top Shot would
that
sell.
Nobody ever bought.
Top Shot would sell a similar thing that has your collection. So it just cycles through your collection of highlight videos. So like in theory, you could have just a massive, you know, frame up on the wall. With just, you know, Nikola Jokic and Michael Porter Jr. highlights just on rotate.
Yeah, the Nuggets not going to the basket to tie the game with
I literally
10
just
seconds
saw
left.
So I was curious just what, like, because I was going to buy one as a joke, like just a clip, because you can't buy the packs. So I was going to buy a clip as a joke for tonight, for the show tonight.
Yeah.
And I typed in Michael Porter Jr. because I'm thinking to myself, okay, Michael Porter Jr. highlight, $3. It's, yeah, I'm wasting $3, but I'll do it for a bit. $70. Like, nope,
no.
Nope. I'm
absolutely
good. The cheapest,
not.
All the Nuggets highlights, the cheapest ones are $70.
So can you view the clip what it is before you're buying it?
I clicked on a Jamal Murray one and it tells you what it is, but it would not actually let me.
Yeah, because there's QuickTime.
Yes.
That right. You can just screen record whatever.
Right.
Yep.
So what's to stop the person from buying it and then screen recording it? 1,000 times.
I mean,
nothing is the answer.
Yeah, but, well, hold on. What's
this is the stupidest thing
what's
ever.
What's to keep you from photocopying a playing card or a Michael Jordan Topps card?
But
it's different paper, right? A different
the
it's
counter
different code. It's
say,
different
yeah.
code.
It's the code is the counter for that. So if you were trying to sell one of these clips,
I don't
could
like
look
that.
At the code
I feel like I'm
like,
arguing
this is clearly
in favor.
Not.
Oh my
but
god!
Yeah,
this
top,
is the
here's the thing.
I'm
pretty confident that in 2 months from now, Top Shot is going to be like. I think this thing is going to crash hard.
Yeah, don't.
It's just, it seems so fake.
If anyone within the sound of our voice right now can just sell their things for like $3,000,
if you're trying to get into
that now,
if you're trying to get into this now, you're too late. Yeah, if you got into this 2 months ago, you could have legitimately made tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars.
No.
It's too late. You're not making money. Don't try. This is all going to come crashing down in like 2 months.
So GameStop pop back up again while we're in that, you know, in that field.
I mean, what's next? Are you going to buy words next? You have a stupid little website for millennials to buy words.
I would buy words.
Hey, sweater dresses going for $80. I'm going to get the word sweater dresses.
Top Shot is not being bought by millennials. It's being bought by people your age, Mick.
Because they got the money.
Mostly, yeah.
Because they have the money to do it.
Idiots.
Yeah.
They're the ones buying it. Millennials were trying, but we just
can't afford it anymore.
Like, we don't have the money to have these bots buy
this
stuff for us.
This is just stupid.
Now, I like this idea of buying words. So if you could buy, now I'm in on this one. I'm out on Top Shot, but I'm in on buying words.
I own the word lollipop.
That would be pricey.
Yeah.
The word lollipop is pretty good.
By the way, do you know the significance of me using the word sweater dresses and lollipop?
I don't.
I just thought it was a nice look into your subconscious.
Sweater dresses is the longest word you can type with your left hand. Only.
Like,
oh, wow.
Like in the actual like typing.
Yeah, with your
stance,
hands, like,
right?
And it's normal.
Yeah, if you're
in theory you can just do this, but yes, like
no, in theory, if
he's talking about
if
what,
you're
yeah,
a normal,
you
yes, if you've
yeah,
taken
sweater,
typing,
your pinky's on the A, your left pinky's on the A, and so
I just did it twice just to see that I could do it.
That's impressive.
Is lollipop the other side?
Yep.
Sure can. Look at that.
That's impressive.
The more you know.
Wow.
I was just talking about that with my dad the other day.
Wow.
So those are the words I came up with.
So it costs $5 a pack. You get 5 words. Lollipop.
Nobody
clearly.
Else in the world can ever use the word lollipop.
No. And lollipop would clearly sell on, you know, Top Shot's word market for at least $100,000.
I am now desperate to come up with some with longer words you can type with only one hand. I completely believe that you have the correct answer, but I can't stop myself.
Look it up. There's some doctor words like conditions, I think, that are like more medical terms that you can.
So you can type tessera decades?
Yeah.
Which is probably
Is that a Marvel thing?
It sounds like a Marvel thing in a number of years. After
I like
cataracts.
Real words like sweater dresses.
Sweater dresses is good. Wow. I didn't know this was a thing.
Do you know the longest word you can type going left hand, right hand, back and forth?
I know.
Look it up.
I'd love to know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Is it lolly sweater dress?
I think it is. It is anti-skepticism, I believe.
Anti-skepticism. I think that's right.
Oh,
you know what?
Right.
It's wrong.
Because you spelled it wrong?
Anti-skepticisms.
Very good. Nice.
I don't think that's actually a word.
It is.
I think. I'm not sure that I can pluralize it.
Oh, yeah.
I like just sort of Mick brings a fun fact to the
show. I do, yeah. It's fun.
To the show.
That's it.
Know, it's fun.
It's a good
don't
vibe.
Don't expect it every week.
It's a fact that's fun.
It's a fun fact.
We could just.
Because we were talking the other
facts.
Day. We were talking the other day with Kevin Holmes, who had never heard the sentence, the quick brown fox jumped over the lazy dog.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You guys had
yep.
every
take typing class.
Letter in the,
yes.
the
lazy yeah. dog. Every letter in the alphabet, yeah. and he was blown away by it. So then he tweeted out about it, and there was like, "Yeah, you must have never taken typing because that's how you learn." That got us going on the longest words with each hand and all that stuff.
I learned playing Word Shark. It was in our typing class. Basically, there was a computer game, a browser game, where you were a diver underneath the sea, and sharks would come at you with words on them, and just had to type the words on the
nice.
Sharks, and that's how you got rid of them. And
nice.
I got pretty good at that game.
I took typing, which was like the old school actual typewriters.
Typewriter.
And then if you passed that class, you graduated to keyboarding, where you actually got to be on 1990s computers.
I can get sweater dresses lollipop.com for $12 for the first year.
Nice.
It's not quite a horny GoFundMe, but it's pretty good. I distinctly remember a game called Garfield's Typing Pal. Which we've now talked about Garfield back-to-back
shows.
But it was like, I mean, it was just some sort of officially licensed Garfield the Cat typing teaching game that I think involved Garfield eating cookies at some point.
Not lasagna?
I don't think it.
So you guys didn't have to take a real class while you took no real classes growing
up.
That's
right. It was a class. I just spent the entire class. And this was probably more of me than I was supposed to be, than the teachers letting me. I was just always on that browser game just playing Word Shark.
There's probably not too many more important classes in your life than like learning how to type.
Yeah,
because if you're doing just fingers or whatever, or just like the index fingers,
yeah.
I am judging the hell out of you.
I don't know what I meant. Now in high school, I think it was at like 110 words per minute.
It's pretty fast,
something like that.
Oh, I would like to.
I was a fast
try that.
Typer
should,
back in the day.
Should see.
I don't know if
our...
I'm still like if I'm still blazing with the fingers.
Yeah. But, and you got to be accurate. I've actually been to typing contests where they take, if you mess up, they take words off because you didn't spell that word correctly.
I've lost the internet on my laptop, so there's no more GoDaddy URL searching, nor is there any typing test for me. But
I just turned my hotspot on.
Thank you. I will use that instead. It's been a long-running feud with the Wi-Fi this week. It's been a tough week in that regard. Do you want to take a break? I got some sports things. You know there's some sports things that happened?
Let's do it. Can't wait.
We'll talk about some sports things. We'll do that next with Mick Schaefer, 41 Action News.
This is Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe.
Are you touching your inner child there, Josh?
Excuse me?
Yep.
On Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Still talking to Mick Schaefer, 41 Action News, closing out the week here on Almost Entirely Sports. I've almost retained my internet connection. We have bought some GoDaddy domains, and we have discussed the longest words you can type with one hand.
So what do you do with those GoDaddy domains once you buy them?
I didn't actually buy either of those because $12 is slightly too much money to pay for a joke. Mm-hmm. But I just mostly have them just direct to either my Twitter account or to some other like URL that I wanted to redirect to. So like if you go to aes.show, a real URL that I bought at one point, it'll take you to like the homepage essentially for all the podcasts of this show. That's a tight little URL that I like.
How many people are going to aes.show?
It's what I use to tweet out the podcast and everything, so I could probably get the actual metrics for that. But it takes.
So you're not buying those in hopes that somebody else is going to want to license them and copyright them and then charge them a bunch of money.
Mm-hmm. I think I've got one that I would love to if somebody wanted to take from me. I think I've got I'll look at my products here. I'm opening my tab on GoDaddy right now. I don't have as many funny ones as I either once did or would like to continue having because you can usually get that first year for like a few bucks, but then all of a sudden it's like $45 for the second year, and you've got to really make some very serious decisions. So like I've got jbbriscoe.com that redirects to joshuabriscoe.com. Which has a website that literally has no reason for anyone to go to it, but I do have just in case? Mm-hmm. I don't know.
One day there might be a reason.
Does Mick Schaefer.com exist?
One day that might be where you display all your top shot highlights. You want a Nikola Jokic dunk for $84?
Huh.
Can you show me one of those?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So hold Mick, on. I got to show Mick.
So the lowest price is $84. The highest price is $250,000. I don't think anybody's spending $250,000 for that.
That's like like a up and down. It's like vertical.
This is what you're buying.
It's like how my wife shoots baseball games.
I'll buy one of your kids' highlights right now for $700.
And so there are serial numbers, right? So like if you want to get the second one ever pulled, you can buy the second one that was ever pulled. That obviously costs more money than the 100th one ever pulled.
Oh, that's even a part of – oh, my God. So if you go to MickSchaefer.com, it is a picture of a volcano.
Nice.
And it says, wondrous things shall happen here, but if you're impatient, email Mick here.
Oh.
Is that
– there's another Mick Schaefer.
Is impatient at MickSchaefer.com a way to get in contact with you?
No.
Ooh, RudySalazar.com is available now. It used to be a Hispanic director.
Really?
Website. Yes. He had a movie, and you would go, because I remember like one time Googling, you know, wondering like, hey, is RudySalazar.com available? And it was taken by a Hispanic director who was promoting his film. I forget what the film was about. I think it was a horror film.
Local sports talk radio, maybe?
Could be.
I didn't know that there was another challenging Mick Schaefer.
There's a musician, semi-famous, named Mick Schaefer.
You're the more famous Mick Schaefer, right?
I don't think so. Nope.
You don't think so?
In Kansas City, yeah. But no. Outside of that, no.
I'm going to do a little Google. I'm going to do a little incognito tab so Google doesn't know that it's me looking. Never mind, I'm not. I lost the internet. Never mind. I'm just going to ask you sports questions. We're going to move on with our lives. you're the most famous Mick Schaefer to me.
Thank you.
Actually, this isn't a sports thing, but you said that your kid's about to take the ACT.
Yeah.
What has that experience been like? Because I used to watch, Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? When I was, closer to fifth grade than currently. Mm-hmm. And it was always like, wow, these adults are all stupid, stupid people that aren't smarter than fifth graders. And now if you made me do, some geography, I would throw myself off the balcony here. So has that challenged you in some ways?
It's not like I'm administering the ACT test.
Is he not coming
Josh?
To you for
no.
some fatherly advice?
He did a day-long ACT prep class.
All right.
We ordered the big old book.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Good choice.
It's not been opened.
Yeah.
I got the book, didn't use it.
It's a great
one prep test. Meh.
It's a great paperweight.
Yeah. We'll do hopefully do a prep test. So we'll see. I need him to get a 45.
I don't know that is a number that is possible.
I need it, though. We've crunched the numbers on finances for college. We need a 45.
And not only will it give him a full ride, it might give him a full ride to any school he wants.
It might give him a college. This is your college.
Coca-Cola just shows up at your door. The company is yours now, son.
What was your... I'm going to try the internet one more time to see if I can find my ACT score somewhere
in my
email.
Is it out there?
I don't know. I feel like I may have it. Oh, I've had the same email long enough that there's a chance. There's a chance it's in here somewhere. But do you remember what your ACT score was?
Oh, I thought you were just Googling it or something like that.
I'm looking to see if it got emailed to me at some point. I've got some emails from 2012 back in here, so I think there's a chance.
2012.
I've got some.
I do remember mine.
What was your
My
ACT
highest,
score?
Yeah.
I only took it once. I went one and done, baby.
I took it twice. I was one of the
I should have took it once. It was not my highest.
So everybody says that you do better the second time around. I did not. I did worse the second time around.
Yeah, I was fine. What was it, Mick?
30.
Oh, wow.
What was yours, Rudy?
Mine was only 23.
I think mine was a 29, which pisses me off because now I'm under Mick.
Well, you had a homeschool ACT that was like...
Yeah, I actually got... My mom gave me a 98 because you're like, well, if it's just 100, then it's going to seem too obvious.
Yes.
Well, I don't think that's what it's out of.
My excuse was I had to drive 2 hours to get to the place to take the ACT, so I was awake at 4:30 a.m. to drive 2 hours to my ACT. So I was just by the time the test started, I was ready to go to bed.
What was a
I'm dead.
What would a homeschool ACT test be like? Just like a quiz you on your capitals on a way to Sonic or something like that?
Lot of Sonic in my life, absolutely. Yeah. Lot of Sonic in my life. And then really it's just what a homeschool ACT is. You just get dropped into a crowd of strangers. And if you have a panic attack, you fail. And if you survive it, you succeed. You can go to college, but that's just,
but you took, just, I mean, yeah, you took a,
I went and took the real ACT. Yeah, I think I ended up with a 29. I remember essentially bombing math. Say again.
What are you doing on radio?
What are you doing on TV?
That's a great question because we were going over everybody's ACT scores at the station the other day. Mine was by far the highest.
You want to throw anybody under the bus?
Nope, but we did have some teens.
Wow.
Ooh.
What was yours again, Rudy?
Mine was just 23. I think average is 23. It's average is either 23 or 24. I'm pretty sure it was just like right around average.
Nothing wrong with being average. It's about how you use the score.
Exactly. I was fine with it.
You don't want to throw anybody under the bus? Like one person? Who scored in the teens would also tell us on this show if we pressured them about it? And if you don't want to, that's
fine. I think
fine.
The person would. Yeah.
I don't want you to get... I don't want you to share that without... You want to like text them right now and be like, listen, I need to bully you on the radio.
Nope. Not going
to
happen.
To be fair, it is
the person
Friday
went to college,
9:30, so...
That's fair. You're,
it's fine. Yeah.
They went to college.
Listening.
Yeah, graduated.
Graduated college. Yeah. Listen, that's all you needed then.
I went to two colleges.
That's how smart I was.
Yeah, you guys got double degrees. That's probably not true, I imagine. What was your degree in?
Broadcast science and journalism.
Putting the word science in there
is
totally unnecessary.
Oh, sorry, not broadcast. A Bachelor of Science in Journalism.
Is journalism a science?
At Kentucky, you could either go the you know the art route or the science route. It just affected a little bit of like what your prereqs were.
The way Mick does it, it's a science.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And that
Bachelor of Science, yeah. Right.
The way you do it's an art.
Yeah.
The way you do it is science.
That's right.
I think that nails it.
Do you have like a weird? I feel like we've done this show before. Do you have like a weird class that you look back on either fondly or with some great disdain?
Yeah. So. I liked math a lot, did not bomb it, and in college, as an elective, I could have taken anything. Bowling, pottery.
There was a bowling class?
Yeah.
At KU was. I eventually took it, dominated.
There was a bowling class at just about every major university. So, MNU maybe not, but
I went to MNU.
Yeah.
I took calculus-based physics as an elective.
Wow.
And at that point, like, halfway through the class, I'm like, I should not have done this.
No.
I don't like math this much.
No.
So yeah, that was a bad decision.
Did you get through it? Did you power through, or did you?
Oh yeah, I've got probably a B or something like that.
Okay.
So I had a buddy who took pottery at KU. He said it was like one of the hardest classes he ever took.
No.
And he ended up dropping it. And his words on the way out were great because they're like, hey. What's going on? He's like, I'm sorry. I thought this would be a lot more like Ghost. The pottery scene. It was not.
That's really disappointing.
Yeah. Took bowling eventually.
One credit hour or a full three?
I'm sure it's just one.
Yeah. I feel like it was one at Kentucky.
Today, I think today is the anniversary of, I can't remember the name of the bowler, but he hits that strike.
Yes.
And
yeah.
Who do you think you are?
Pete,
I am.
Who do you think you are? I am.
It's an unbelievable sports moment.
Pete, oh, God. Who was it?
I'm going to find it. Nope, I'm not. No internet. Damn it. It was just going around today. I'm even on your hotspot here, Rudy.
So it says you're connected.
Okay.
Pete Weber.
Pete Weber.
Yeah.
An icon. There it is. GD it. I did it. Who do you think you are? I am. just absolutely delicious.
I've been to a few bowling events. They are fun.
Are they? They're like legit fun. Or
well,
they're like
if you're a bowler,
right? Are they bowling?
I was.
Are they bowling? Are you a good bowler?
By most people's standards, yeah.
By their
standards, no.
What's your average? If you go bowling tomorrow, and you say my score needs to be at this point, or I'm going to be disappointed.
Usually about a 175.
You're a good bowler.
Yeah,
that is
it.
You are
yeah.
a good casual bowler, I would say. Yeah. A good non-professional.
If I bowl
bowler.
Three games, I will expect to break 200 one of them.
I think
you're a good bowler.
I think I've broken.
I mean, I have my own balls.
A few times. Really?
Nice.
I'm gonna say that again when I'm not talking over it.
My own bowling balls. Oh, you weren't expecting that.
We can edit that out.
What size? Are we talking big, small?
Yeah,
16 pounds.
Medium.
This is as big as it goes. 16 pounds.
Really? You've got 16 pound balls, bowling balls.
That's right.
Wow. What color are they? Like a fun print?
The my strike ball, which I've had forever, is a dark blue rhino.
Blue balls.
So they're, you know, whatever the urethane, polyurethane that pull the hook, right?
Yeah.
And so a lot of spin, they're weighted, and then you got the fingertips where you barely put them in so you can get more action on it. And then my spare ball, which I never use, but it's newer, is like a bright blue.
But
my own shoes.
You have two blue balls, though.
Yeah. I have two blue balls.
But you only had one for a while.
Yeah, well,
that's right.
That one's,
and I added somehow.
Yeah, you got back to
a second.
Yeah, I've never been good at
bowling. I love to bowl.
I've never been good at it, so I've never really liked it. Because I'm just not good enough to enjoy it. Like, I don't know. I also think most of my bowling experiences came in, like, high school with, like, a friend who took it way too seriously and no legal ability to drink at the bowling alley. So maybe that's one of those post-COVID things. Well, so you know what? I didn't appreciate this while I could go to it without thinking twice about it. Maybe now I'm going to get way into bowling and just see if I can, you know, be who you think you are I am.
Yeah.
I think I've seen him actually bowl in an event. One of my best friends, his family owned the bowling alley in our town. And so a lot of times we would literally like bowl all night. We were in travel leagues and all that stuff. We would have sleepovers at the bowling alley.
Wow. That would be fun.
Bring
a pillow and blanket.
We'd just end up crashing there and just get into the Dr. Pepper and Cheetos all night. It's great.
Do you ever bring up the bumpers and just spike it?
Give me a break. There were no bumpers in Caldwell, Kansas in the 80s and 90s.
But you're basically playing, you know what else there wasn't at that point.
You know what else there wasn't? There was not an automated scoring system. So you did all the math yourself with this yellow pencil on this sheet of paper, and it projected up above to the screen. Right, so and so that's maybe how I get good at math, because forever I'm like 67 plus 8. Okay, that is 75, and then you have a spare with a 7 on top of it. All right, 65 plus 17. All right, we're doing 82.
You just gave me a little bit of a hint, and I still don't understand how bowling scoring works to this day.
Yeah.
I understand if you get a number of pins, that's how many points.
If you
get,
you know what a spare is.
Yes.
You knock them all down in two shots.
Yep.
You get to add your next ball, one more ball, to that score.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So you have 10,
so then
right?
That's 10. Then that next ball counts in both the last frame and your current frame.
Yes.
Back to your spare
yes.
one.
Yes. Okay. So say you have a spare, you go 8-2, right?
Yes.
So 8/, and then so you don't put the score down yet.
Right.
Your next ball is a 7.
Right.
So you get 17.
So that one wins.
Add 17 to that square.
Right.
Right. If you get a strike, you get to add the next two balls.
Interesting.
So
okay.
If I get a strike and then I go 8-2 spare the next time, that's 20.
Last frame.
Yeah.
And then you're getting 10 that next
but,
frame.
But hold on.
Carries over.
Say if you get a strike and then another strike.
Right.
And then another strike.
Yes.
It's called a turkey. That's 30 pins, 30 points that you get to add to that. So that's how you get 300.
Okay.
You keep 12 strikes in a row is basically all 10 frames you're putting down a 30. And that's how you get to 300.
I'll remind you my ACT score.
You get 12
math.
Because in the 10th frame, if you get a strike,
right.
Again, you get two more balls.
But you can't. But eventually, the game just has to end. And so after 12 throws, is it a throw?
Rolls.
12 rolls. If they're all strikes, it's just over then, though, right?
Yes, 300.
Right. Okay. It stops then.
In the 10th frame, it stops. But in the 10th frame, if you get a strike,
right.
Same deal applies.
You get two more.
Two more
if you get a spare, you get one more,
one
right?
One more, yes. Yeah. Just went over that.
I wasn't listening. I was trying to buy how many points is a turkey.com, and it is available. It is available, but it's way more expensive than I meant for it to be. You know what? This was bowling. Hold on. Quick ruling. Is bowling a sport?
Sure.
This segment was about sports.
Yep.
We followed through. Let's take another break, come back, wrap up the week with Nick Schaefer next.
This is Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe.
You're right. I'll get one too tomorrow.
All right. You want to come with me?
Yeah. Can we do a double?
Do you want the pine cone or do you want to do something your
own? He can, while he's doing you right-handed, he can do me left-handed. That sounded horrible. Oh.
On Sports Radio 810 WHB. We'll be right back.
Last segment of the hour, last hour of the week, Mick Schaefer, 41 Action News with us here on Almost Entirely Sports. We got a little bowling class.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about ACT scores.
Yep.
We taught you about Bitcoin and blockchain and Top Shot and all of those good things.
Yep.
So now you want to talk about sports?
Sure.
Wrap this
Why
up?
Not?
We can rapid fire through some things. The thing that I figured we would talk
it
about
should be ANS is the show. Almost never sports. I feel like is the more
your hour yeah. each week really tests the boundaries of Almost Entirely. It really does. I think there's some there's some Friday fatigue.
It's the last hour of the week.
And it's just a little. You got good. Just kind of hey, Nick, what's going on? Energy. You know,
we're ready to get into the weekend. We're ready to get away from sports for a little bit.
Yeah,
it's having fun.
You want to talk about the Pokemon? Friday. The new Pokemon games coming out in the next.
Can we talk about something that's not like media, social media, BS, computer stuff?
Let me ask you.
I heard Post Malone is doing some sort of remake of a song for the anniversary.
He did a remake of Hootie and the Blowfish's, what was the song called?
Quick, tell me the main Hootie and the Blowfish songs, Mick.
I Only Want to Be With You.
That's it.
That's it.
I knew it was one of the big ones.
Yep.
There's the one about the dolphins, and then there's that one. He did that one.
Yep.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you about all of the college basketball things that collapsed.
I think the
itself.
Dolphins one is in that song.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Is that true?
I think that the lyric about the Dolphins is in that song.
I thought that song was called something about the Dolphins.
No. Apparently, he only did it just to meet Dan Marino. Is that big of a fan?
That's the same song.
That's wild.
Yeah, Darius Rucker, who's now country.
I had no idea that that was the same, that I Only Want to Be With You is the song.
Because the Dolphins made me cry.
Because the Dolphins made me cry. I had no idea.
There's nothing I can do. I Only Want to Be With You.
Wow.
So.
Impressive.
Yeah, anyway.
So Mizzou collapsed on top of itself.
Yes.
KU spilled the chili right at the end. Jalen Wilson spilled the chili.
K-State was the only team to win that. I called it.
And K-State was all about those dubs. It was a very weird basketball night that I still feel like we haven't. Basically, because we were going to talk about that on, Wednesday? And then Mitch Schwartz announced he was coming back, and that just wiped out our whole basketball block of the show.
I had been planning that for a week or two, seeing that they're on the schedule all at the same time, all starting at 8.
Yep.
Thinking ahead, I'm like, that'd be something fun to do for my 10 o'clock show. I do it sometimes like a highlight mashup where I go like chronologically. So I'll have a K-State play, then a Missouri play, then a couple KUs, then back to Missouri.
Yeah.
And so that's what I did, a big old 2-minute highlight package. And it was a lot of fun. I'll probably put it on my Emmy reel, probably win yet again.
I mean,
but I'd been looking forward to that night, hoping COVID didn't ruin it for like a couple weeks, and it didn't. And it was a lot of fun, although KU really tested me getting up to the studio on time because they were going to overtime, and I had to get the highlights all done. And so, that was a lot of fun. Of course, K-State's the one team that won it.
Mm-hmm. If K-State Mizzou neutral site right now, where are you putting your money? Has Mizzou fallen this far? Will you do this to Mizzou fans?
I'll go with Mizzou.
I think that's probably the right call. But, man, they have been so frustrating. Like, and maybe it's predictable. We've joked about this. Maybe I've even brought this up last week. That the most predictable thing in college sports was that KU's down year was going to end still above Mizzou's, like, high-flying year where Mizzou fans were getting very hurt about them not being the number one team in the nation or whatever. But also, it's still staggering to have seen all of this play out in real time.
Yes, I was talking about it earlier on another show on this station.
Just
I don't even mention it.
Thank you. I can't even. Oh,
I know.
It's
Anderson's
sound. It makes my stomach.
You know
hurt.
Who else doesn't like a zone? Missouri.
Yeah, don't like. To
they
play
don't
it.
Like a zone.
They don't like,
they
the
don't
zone.
Like to see the
they
zone
like
across.
The
wow,
zone.
That one took me a second, but it was a pretty good joke, Rudy.
But like a month ago, or maybe a month and a half—I don't know—a month ago, we were talking about hey. Mizzou could be in like that 3 or 4 line, KU, 7 or 8, and now it's the exact opposite.
Yep.
Exact opposite.
And K-State, pretty sure they're going to win the Big 12 tournament automatically.
I'm so happy that they got 2 wins, especially one over Oklahoma there. Mike McGurl, so he has the option, he's a senior, of maybe coming back next year. He maybe shouldn't, because that was the greatest K-State senior
it's
night
as,
walk-off
it's as good
ever.
As it's gonna get.
12 points in like a minute and 17 seconds to go from down 6 to up 3, that was awesome.
And it was against Oklahoma, so for you, really delicious.
Was very delicious.
This hour of radio was delicious, I would say.
KU plays UTEP, one final little nugget here.
Yeah, you have a UTEP nugget?
Yeah, do you know the third leading score for UTEP is?
I do not.
Mick Schaefer is my guess. I have no.
Oh, Jamal Bieniemy, who, callback, former Oklahoma player who transferred to UTEP this season and is the nephew of Eric Bieniemy.
Interesting.
You think he's going to get a head coaching job?
Maybe at UTEP basketball. Maybe that's the spot he finally lands.
You can
makes 50 grand a year.
you can watch Mick's big highlight packages on 41 Action News. You can see his blue balls at your local bowling alley.
Yep.
And you can super follow him on Twitter at Mick Schaefer. I think that's everything. Good shows.
$20 to follow me per person.
Yeah.
Per day.
And it's already hooked up to your PayPal right now. You are already paying Mick Schaefer $20 a
month. You
want
to see those blue balls in action?
Yeah.
Twitter.
Nice.
These next couple of words are going to be pretty challenging way to end the show. Go ahead, Mick.
Bye, Mom.
You are listening to Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe on Sports Radio 810 WHB.